Do you know where the kids are? Today on Podcast Magoria. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Podcast Magoria. I'm James.
And I'm Autumn.
And today, dear kitties, we are discussing creepy kid horror and what all that includes, which will be an interesting journey on what hard lines we draw.
Yeah, because while doing research for this, we discovered that we both have very hard lines.
Yes.
What is considered creepy kid horror.
Yeah.
And I didn't think James would have much of an opinion on this because, well,
I genuinely don't care for creepy kid movies. I have to always explain this. It's not because I think that they're creepy. I think they're stupid.
And meanwhile, on the other hand, a lot of my favorite horror movies fall into this category.
Yeah.
So usually when I see that there's going to be a creepy kid, I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'll be watching that one on my own.
Yeah, there are quite a few of the movies on the list for this episode that I haven't watched. I purposefully have dodged. And we'll get into maybe some of the reasons why I feel the way I do about those when we get to them. But this is definitely, I think, more of a celebration of your end of the horror spectrum.
Yeah, and I will say, I feel like this genre, other countries play with this genre a lot more.
Yeah.
Now, there is a European movie on our list, but we do mostly stick to what the United States has put out.
Yeah.
Because when you think creepy kid horror, of course, a lot of people think of, you know, Sadako from The Ring and, you know, The Grudge and stuff like that. Yeah. So I feel like we got a pretty comprehensive list with a lot of classics on it, though.
Yeah. And also, by the way, there is a shit ton of movies that fit into this. And some that genuinely I did not understand why they're lumped into the genre.
Yeah.
Because it seems like any movie that happens to have a kid in it gets counted. And it's like, no.
Well, yeah, because a lot of lists put like Stranger Things on there. And it's like, there's kids involved. That's 11 could be creepy, I guess.
That's the line.
That's the line.
That is straight up on the line.
Yeah, it's starring kids.
That one I could more likely agree with than The Shining.
The Shining, yeah. Yeah. There just happens to be
the Brady twins.
Yeah, like, and, you know, their son, he's a little creepy with his red rim.
Yeah, but that's not the... So the role that we're applying to this episode is the horror has to be the kid or the children.
They have to be the main antagonist.
Yeah, exactly.
Essentially. Yeah.
Just because a kid is passing by in the background of a scene does not make it a horror film about kids.
And you just happen to go, huh, because you see that. No, that don't count.
And, you know, we'll be touching a little bit on something like the TV shows and stuff that happened, you know, to have this featured in it. And also, you know, have some of our honorable mentions and whatnot. Like, it's a typical Podcast Magoria list episode, you know, where we're going to dabble a little bit and I'm going to try to keep up because this is definitely outside of my wheelhouse. But we've got a ton to talk about. So let's go ahead and dive in. And again, as usual with our lists, this is in no particular order. We're not going best to worst or worst to best or earliest. Like, this is not a deep dive in the history of this concept. It's just, here we go.
That's right. And of course, we've got to start this list with one of the most infamous of the creepy kids, mm-hmm. I'd say.
Yeah.
And that is The Omen.
Yes.
And it's funny because as we're recording this episode, the remake just came out.
Yeah, I just genuinely don't know what to think of, and we're going to have to watch it.
Well, yeah, we are. The Omen is honestly what got me into this genre, mm-hmm. because I have been obsessed with the story of Damien since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it's funny because if I had been a boy, I was actually supposed to be named after Damien.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I have a little affinity for this series because I've seen all the original ones and, you know, I've read the book, like everything. Yeah. Anything I can get my hands on involving this story.
Yeah. Definitely at least the first two played often in my house growing up. Of the spooky kid movies and stuff, like this is like the original Omen is mm-hmm. definitely one that I don't mind.
Yeah.
But it's definitely like, and this is my thing with these movies is you just want to slap the little bastard around. and that's, I think maybe that's another factor as to why I don't like these movies is because they get me pissed. Like I used to get genuinely pissed off.
Oh yeah. And you get so pissed off at Damien. Yes. And nobody's punishing him.
Exactly. Little bastard's getting away with it. And it's just like, it continues to all the way up until Sam Neill is playing on such. And it's, oh man.
I mean, on a similar note, because I feel like these two movies kind of go hand in hand.
Oh, yes.
Even though I don't necessarily think that this one has realistically a supernatural element to it, and that's The Bad Seed.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, which I've not seen.
And I was like, oh my God, Rhoda's an icon. She's like the meanest of the mean kids.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, like, this was, because it's from 1956. And so it would be, I mean, this is very close to being one of the first,
mm-hmm.
you know, at least films that features, you know, evil kid.
Yeah, just showing a kid doing all sorts of crime and mayhem.
Yeah, yeah, because I mean, like, because I don't remember what year, like the episode, like any of the episodes of The Twilight Zone that featured evil kids. I can't think of.
Yeah,
what
they might
years.
Have been slightly have been, before this. Yeah,
very close.
You know, there's been rumors circulating for years that this movie was based off of a true story, mm-hmm. but it's not necessarily based off of any particular story. It's just inspired by many different children committing crimes. I would say if you wanted to go more into actual real life creepy kid, and you wanted something similar to this, I'd read about Mary Bell.
Yeah. With this, I mean, like, yeah, like maybe also like Lizzie Borden kind of.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's an adolescent more than a kid.
She was a teenager, but yeah, I mean, I would do my research if you wanted more of a story about this, because as I said, seems to be based off of many stories. And it's funny because there was actually a 2018 remake of this as well, where Patty McCormick came back and played a psychiatrist for the kids. So I thought that was neat.
I didn't even realize, like I completely forgot that there was a remake for it.
And I mean, it was kind of hush hush quiet because I think that it just premiered on Netflix.
Okay. Yeah. So and honestly, like, shit, a pretty good amount of the movies that we're going to be talking about today have had a remake.
It's funny because I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we're already starting the list off where they have remakes, but as I was looking at the list, writing my notes, I was like, each one of these pretty much has a remake. Yeah. This is crazy.
Yeah, or at the very least a sequel coming soon.
Yeah.
That's really bizarre. Speaking of movies that have had remakes and also came out around the same time, and I would almost like, I actually thought came out before Bad Seed, and that is Village of the Damned.
Mm-hmm. Another classic that people immediately think of when they think of this genre.
Yeah, and I'm going to kind of lump this one in with another one, here in a moment, because they often, anytime I talk about one, someone that I'm talking to often thinks I'm talking about the other.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get that.
Now, the original Village of the Damned came out in 1960, and it had its remake in 1995. Yeah. And,
which, honestly, the remake's better.
You know, here's the thing. The remake, I think, it's got legs, you know? And mm-hmm. and also you got Christopher Reeves in it and stuff. Like, I think it's fine. And I remember I watched both of them around, pretty much whenever the remake had come out on tape, we rented the original and the remake.
Ah.
Because, my mom definitely likes the creepy kid stuff. And yeah, I would say that probably almost every movie that's on this list that we're going to be talking about today, she has seen and usually thinks is awesome. So definitely, I don't know, genetically, I should like these movies. So Village of Damned is more of your supernatural evil kid horror, mm-hmm. where often a lot of these are, you know, they might have a little bit of, but they're not flat out magic powers or mm-hmm. aliens,
glowing eyes,
that kind of shit.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, and this one, Village of Damned, is very straightforward. Yeah, these kids got something up, as opposed to the other movie that often gets confused, which is Children of the Corn.
Yeah, which that has a supernatural element, but not all of the kids can do these powers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's realistically, it's the will of that of he who walks behind the stalks or what have you.
Yeah, the corn walker.
Yeah,
the
corn walking guy. that's who the power actually belongs to. The kids are just a bunch of dickheads.
Yeah.
And opportunity.
Yeah, we can't go too far into this because, of course, we have already reviewed.
Yes.
Children of the Corn before.
That's right. Plug alert.
Exactly. So if you want a more in-depth review of that movie and what we actually think of that, go back to 2022 for our Halloween A to Z.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But Children of the Corn also has had many a sequel, and also mm-hmm. As back when we were reviewing the original, the remake was on its way to theaters, and so it also has a remake, which is crazy. And its timeline, it's the Children of the Corn canon is all jacked up.
Well, and then all the kids end up coming back to play roles over time, right?
Yeah. And I mean, when somehow Malachi comes back, everybody freaking has their revenge, it seems. Oh boy.
That's another franchise, though, that I do love. Mm-hmm. I love Children of the Corn.
I would like to have the box set of that.
Yeah.
All right.
It's too bad Village of the Damned, in comparison, didn't have quite as much content.
Yeah.
Because I feel like those children are a little more creepy than the Children of the Corn.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, they're definitely superior. I would love to see a face-off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but okay. So, what if the demonic entity that's in Children of the Corn mm-hmm. ends up going to the Village of the Damned and teams up with those kids? But then the original kids from the Children of the Corn are they end up fighting against them.
I feel like it would be a struggle between the Corn Walker and I'm the Village of the Damned kids, because they're we don't need you.
Yeah, well, okay, so that would be, I bet you that would be the thing, is he would originally go to them to use them. They'd be like, nah, and then it would be you reject me, then I'll destroy you. And then he goes back to the original kids mm-hmm. to take out the Village of Damn.
You know, this that is would a be kind of cool. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Man, it wrote itself. All right, moving along to what might be the reason why I actually don't like spooky kid or evil kid movies. This one is the one that stands out the most in my mind. And
I wonder what my opinion would have been if I had been able to watch this one as a child. Oh. But I was barred from watching this one.
the one that we're about to mention, folks, we rented as soon as it came out.
Ugh.
And I was genuinely excited for it. And then as I was watching it, I was like, I fucking hate this. And that movie is The Good Son, 1993. It makes me furious.
I wanted to see it so dang bad because of Elijah. Yeah. But my grandma would not let me watch it because she did not want me to see Elijah Wood that way.
Yeah.
And I do wonder if my opinion on creepy kid movies would have been different if I had maybe gotten to experience as a child.
Yeah, maybe you would have been like me and hated the fucking thing. I doubt it, because everybody that's our age that we
loves
have talked
this movie.
To. Yes. And like when I was telling folks, hey, we're going to be talking about, you know, creepy kids and horror movies and stuff, this is the first one that everybody says.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I mean, is the go-to.
I mean, okay, I know your main thing with it is like, Macaulay is just so, like, he's a bastard.
Yeah.
But that's what's so good about it is that he is, you just you want to strangle a child.
Yes. And I, oh my God, I felt that way when I was a kid.
So bad.
And
yeah.
I felt, and I still, like, I'm getting pissed off.
I'm thinking about his little, like, how he talks and his little faces that he makes when he's talking. And yeah, what a bad kid. What a bad kid.
And additionally, some of my neighbors, they had a cousin that would come around during the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Acted just like that kid.
That's the kid.
Oh, I just strangle him.
And he would do that. He would do this manipulative stuff where he would, like, do messed up things mm-hmm. and then pin it on everybody else. And it was awful. Like, that kid sucked. and like, I hope he has the day he deserves.
All right. Dear listeners, does The Good Son get your blood boiling as much as it does ours?
Jeez Louise.
Do you just want to ground a kid into the ground?
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Of course, I got to experience this movie as an adult. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, horrible little kid. Mm-hmm. But I do love this movie a lot because it really does hit the nail on the head, showing like how evil a real life child can be with no supernatural powers or anything.
Could you imagine just he had magic powers?
Exactly. Yeah. Just the right kind of manipulative mind.
Golly. Another one that's no stranger to remakes. You know what? The Good Son didn't have a remake, so how about that?
Well, they shouldn't remake it because I don't think any child can be as good as Macaulay was.
Are there any kid actors these days that make you just want to throw them in a freaking box and dump them off the side of a freaking river? Like,
well, nobody wanted to do that with Macaulay. That's his only role that people were like, ooh, rah, 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 rah,
tell
rah,
that
rah,
to the
rah.
Sticky Bandits. All right, yes. And also we got another Stephen King one for the list, and that's Pet Sematary, 1989. Of course, has its remake that just came out.
See, I was going to say it's no wonder that your mom likes creepy kid genre because she's such a huge Stephen King fan.
Yeah.
And I feel like that kind of goes hand in hand because he has a lot of
creepy
kid stories, because we didn't even put on our list like Firestarter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And stuff like that.
I struggle with Firestarter because the fact that I don't think that
she's not creepy.
She's not
creepy.
She's
abused.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and that's that weird line of going, well, do we include, like, because, yeah, she's got powers and, yes, she can set people on fire and shit. But only if she has to.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time it's accidental. She's just, being abused the whole fucking time. And so doesn't count. Now,
and then, of course, It has all the kids.
Yeah, which, like, I mean, kind of. But
but they're not creepy because they're the protagonists.
Yeah, with the exception of the bully.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's yeah, again, like the villain of the movie isn't necessarily the kids.
Mm-hmm. But Pet Sematary.
Pet Sematary, on the other hand.
Yeah. If you want to be scared of both your pets and children, yeah. And, watch this.
And I didn't.
And the little boy. I can't remember his freaking name.
I did not write down his name. But he's in a ton of other stuff.
Yeah. And when he shows up in horror, he's yeah. always so good. Yes. And especially in Pet Sematary. Oh, I remember the first time I watched this movie, it affected me so much. Yeah. And it was mostly because of his acting.
Yeah.
Just him like begging his dad. You know, oh, I'm thinking about it now and how scary he can get with a switch. That, yes. It's really good.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, that like Pet Sematary, I think definitely deserves, and you know what, the remake
had some pretty, solid. Yeah. The little like animal mask kids.
Yeah.
They're creepy.
Yeah. Like they, I think they did a good job. And I know that that's kind of, you know, quasi-controversial, because I know a lot of folks didn't particularly like the remake, which is surprising.
I was surprised by that. Yeah, because I think it was
fine. You know, and God, between the original and the remake, it's hard for me to choose who I like more as the kind old man. Because, I mean, you got freaking John Lithgow in this remake, and then, I mean, freaking Herman Munster himself.
I know.
And apparently, Ed Gwynn was very sweet. He's like, he was genuinely just a sweet man overall.
But I know, but on the Pet Sematary set, I know there's a lot of stories about him just being like an absolute sweetheart.
Yeah.
Especially to the kid and whatnot. Yeah.
He was genuinely a sweet man. So,
but that is a tough choice of who I like better in that role.
Yeah.
Because they both brought different things to it, I think.
Absolutely.
So I could talk about Pet Sematary all day as well, because I love the book, of course, and I like the movies.
Yeah. We haven't watched the newest one, Pet Sematary Bloodlines.
Yeah.
And that, I'm going to tell you, folks, often I find that if you put the tagline Bloodline onto your horror movie sequel,
you're jumping the shark.
And it's going to be a rocky road, because it's like, you know, look no further than freaking Hellraiser Bloodline. Another one that I didn't know how I was going to approach this one.
Mm-hmm.
Which, oddly enough, we have not reviewed this movie yet. I don't know why.
Which one are we bringing up next, James? Come on.
And just, that would be,
just go ahead and spill it.
2006's Silent Hill, based off of the popular video game series, featuring Jodell Ferland, who...
She went on to play a lot of creepy kids.
At that time, man, like if you had a TV show or a movie, she was kind of like the new version of the kid that was in Pet Sematary. Mm-hmm. You know, where it was just like, if you needed a ghost kid or just a kid to say something that's really fucking weird.
Right.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, because she played a ghost kid, I mean, well up until like... What was it?
Into her teens, yeah.
I want to say the late teens, even, because she was there was, I can't remember if it was Supernatural or another show like that where it's supposed to be a ghost girl, and she shows up and she's like, she looks like she's 20,
right?
And it's like, ah, and still doing the I'm a spooky little girl voice, and it's just like, no, maybe not. You know, maybe this is past, but
well,
she does a great job.
Yeah, she does an okay job. I am in the camp of the Silent Hill fans that are not particularly big fans of the films, but it would be a shame if we didn't at least mention Silent Hill in this, because I mean, Silent Hill deals with a lot of creepy kid stuff because it's all based in childhood trauma of one particular character, so you know.
And it was hard. Like, I almost honestly just saved it for honorable mentions because the fact that I was like, well, is it or yeah. is it not?
But she technically overall is the main yeah. antagonist.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like, I mean, if you're getting into the nitty gritty of like Silent Hill lore and stuff, then yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, the sequel follows that too. I yeah. mean, like it is all youth.
Yes.
Evil youth.
Yes. Childhood trauma.
Yeah. So it gets a little tricky. I am, you know, very curious as to what the third film in the series is going to be like. Yeah,
isn't it supposed to be like a whole like redo, or are they continuing like what they're doing?
I think that it's a sequel. Like, I think it might supposed to be a direct sequel to the first one, not so much the second okay. one.
And well, good, because they need a redo Heather.
They're also you know, the director of the original is coming back.
Okay.
And so...
Well, we'll see if he's learned a lesson.
yeah, we'll see. But yeah, Silent Hill, I mean, you got the creepy little ash babies and stuff, like, yeah. and stuff. So
there's the school.
Enough, yeah, there's enough creepy kid stuff going on there exactly. to solidify its place.
I appreciate that you put it on the list, because yeah. I probably would not.
It's because, like, I mean, she's the freaking cover of the damn movie. Like,
yeah,
so she's
of
like,
course.
Well,
yeah.
I guess we got to throw this one in.
Next up, of course, as I mentioned earlier in the film, we do have one technically European film, mm-hmm. and that's Let the Right One In.
Yeah.
But we're more going with the remake, yeah. of course, which both of them, it's so similar.
Mm-hmm.
There's just slight differences here and there, purely to, I think, make the relationship not so, like, you know...
Sure.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. But despite that, I love this film. I don't necessarily think the kids are creepy. The little vampire kid, I don't think
yeah.
creepy. I think that this movie is actually really sweet.
Oh.
I love this story.
Okay. How about I'm pulling one out that I did not put in notes. That mm-hmm. I have not said anything to you about.
Uh-huh.
And that is The Visitor.
The Visitor, yeah. I thought about The Visitor earlier
yeah,
when we
I
were
had,
talking.
Yeah, I wasn't even... Yeah, that was the thing. Is like we were talking about during like Village of Dam, and talking about kids that have powers
yeah.
and stuff. And
yeah,
I was
same.
Like, and a kid that's a little turd. and I was like, holy shit, yeah, The Visitor, which, by the way, plug number two, we
go back to our yeah, first year yeah. Halloween A to Z, and
yeah, and I still think about that damn movie, like
that is one movie that I do constantly think about, yeah. and there's been a lot of media that we've watched since then mm-hmm. that I'm like, this has got to be
yeah.
a reference to The Visitor.
Yeah. Also, I'm still heartbroken that for a little moment of time, Mondo Records had put out the soundtrack.
Yeah. And we missed out.
Like, by a week.
Yeah.
And it, like, I'm so bummed out that, because they did a bunch of pressings for, like, a lot of those kind of era horror films. And man, I would have loved to have The Visitor soundtrack. I mean, it's the same four tracks over and over again, just kind of reorganized ever so slightly.
Yeah.
Because I do listen to it.
But different mixes and, you know.
I genuinely listen to that soundtrack every so often. I love the music of that movie.
That movie has fantastic music. If you still haven't watched The Visitor, why not?
Yeah, yeah, for real. It's a fucking journey, and then once you watch it, listen to the episode where we review it, and I just need to know if you folks had the same questions and head scratch moments that we had.
Now we can move on to technically one of your favorite genres, anthology
yeah,
films. And it's weird that this movie doesn't make a lot of lists for creepy kid horror because, hello.
Yeah.
And of course we're talking about Trick or Treat.
Yes.
Okay. So obviously there's a lot of kids throughout the film. And of course there's the story of the bus.
Yeah.
And those kids are quite creepy, but yeah. Sam.
Yeah. So this was a challenge where I had a hard time kind of, you know, juggling this.
And I think it's probably why it doesn't make a lot of lists, because Sam is perceived as a child throughout the whole film. Mm-hmm. But he's technically like a little monster.
Yeah, he's a little like Halloween goblin.
But he's a kid monster. Yeah,
so
he's still a creepy kid. Yeah. So I don't know.
Folks, chime in on this one, because I would love to know if you count it. Because I mean, most of the stories, I mean, even if like with the werewolves and stuff, mm-hmm. they're not necessarily children, but yeah. they're like high school students,
yeah.
so like still minors. Yeah, so it's I don't know, I think it sits in this genre. It's just not necessarily, I think, what people assume or mm-hmm. or what they would normally go to, because again, right. most of the movies on our list is one little supernatural bastard getting up to some shenanigans.
Yeah.
You know, potentially a child of Satan himself.
Right. And this, it's like, oh, there's a cute little monster boy roaming yeah. around doing some Halloween mischief. Mm-hmm. And then we have some sprinkled in creepy kids
yeah.
throughout. So I don't know. I consider it a creepy kid film. Now, there is one last one that I kind of want to mention before we go into a couple other little subcategories of this sure. listing. And I just want to mention it because it wouldn't be a Podcastmagoria list without at least putting one trauma film in it.
Yeah.
And that Beware Children at Play,
yes.
Goblins at Play. Like, it's got several names.
Yeah, yeah, depending on distributor and all that. Yes, of course.
But it's just, you know, what is it, like an hour, 15, hour, 20 minutes of just kids doing
awful
shit yeah. after awful shit after awful shit. Hilarious, of mm-hmm. course, though.
Yeah, so there is, like you had said at the top of the episode, we didn't really touch up, we're not touching on a whole lot of the European, especially any of the Italian mm-hmm. horror movies, because there is a lot. If you start digging into the European horror, there is a ton of obscure kid mm-hmm. horror movies, but I want to tell you, they are not for the weak of stomach, because they're either dealing with very heavy concepts
yeah.
of abuse of all varieties.
Yes.
And or they feature very heavily like gory children deaths.
Yeah.
And also like some questionable practices in the filming of said films. So when we get into that side of like into like, I guess, European horror, because we've never like tackled that as a thing yet,
mm-hmm.
and we really, really need to,
we
can get into like the Argento stuff. but there is a lot of that over there that it's just like, you're gonna really, I don't know, it's don't watch it while eating, don't. and prepare yourself. You might need to have a fucking Valium at the ready, because some of those movies are really harsh.
Now let's get into a couple of the subcategories, because I did want to mention a couple of television shows
yeah.
that are creepy kid horror that we kind of picked up and I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And that one of them is The Baby.
Oh, yes.
Now that is a creepy baby
yeah.
movie.
Yeah. That counts.
Which, I mean, we didn't talk about Rosemary's Baby, but...
Oh, but here's the thing, and that makes... Oh, Autumn, that
uh-oh.
Can of worms.
Uh-oh.
Because, all right, so if you look at any of the damn lists online when it talks about creepy kid horror, Rosemary's Baby makes the list every fucking time.
But you don't even see the baby!
The baby is not... It's
not the horror
it's
necessarily.
Not
the,
it's not.
It's like... it's an element of the horror,
yeah.
sure, because we as the audience are like, oh my God, what the fuck is up with that
yes.
baby?
Satanism, satanic panic, and all that stuff. That and the horrors of rearing a child. That is the horror.
Yes.
It's like, okay, like you're going to throw Rosemary's Baby in there. Why don't we throw in the Babadook?
Because the Babadook is the horror, not the child. The mom is the horror. The mom is the antagonist. Yeah. Thank you. The abuse. But the baby, the baby is definitely the main antagonist. Yes. And this show is actually hilarious. Yeah. And if it is, I think it's just one season, just a few episodes. Check it out if you've got nothing else better going on, because it's hilarious. I highly recommend. And the other Creepy Kid horror show is actually, it is a comedy, and that is Little Evil.
Yes.
It's got a lot of comedy actors. You will recognize like pretty much everybody's face that's in it.
Adam Scott.
Yep. And it's just, it's a big parody of all the creepy kid horror out there, mostly making fun of The Omen, though.
Yeah.
So, another one that you should definitely check out.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, speaking of like kind of reference to Trick or Treat with anthology stuff, naturally, almost all the anthology shows out there, Tales from the Crypt, Twilight Zone, Monsters, they all feature some manner of horror kid. I think Twilight Zone probably knocks it out of the park with either the show or the movie with the fucking kid that has the powers.
Yeah, that's like one of my favorite stories where he's watching the TV and
And it's, and honestly, I don't know which one I prefer, the show version or the movie version.
I know, they're both so good.
Yeah, they have their own things. Each one of them have something, and I think maybe I like the second, like the film version more because of just the sheer amount of star power that's in that segment.
Yeah.
It's just like, and then nonstop.
And the effects.
The effects are so good with the fucking, definitely not the Tasmanian devil. but yeah, it's solid. And there's many others that are in the mix. And then I guess if you want to really, if you want to go something that's not so spooky, you can always go with some Goosebumps or Are You Afraid of the Dark, which has plenty of that.
Yeah,
but that's the audience. So they should have creepy kids in that. They didn't, right. It'd be weird.
That would be weird. speaking of audience, we kind of wanted to bring up a kind of new way to talk to the audience.
Yes.
And we are starting a new segment that we'll bring up occasionally, and that is, we need audience opinion on these particular films and projects.
Yeah.
Now, as we said, there is a very hard line when it comes to the creepy kid horror for us. And so what we would like to bring to the table for the audience to decide.
Yeah.
Should these movies be in the creepy kid genre? Mm-hmm. And we might put in our arguments for these as well. So should I do just the list of movies and we kind of discuss?
Yeah. We'll attack it like we usually do. Yeah.
Okay. So what I have, five films here that we did not put on our list, and that is There's Something Wrong with Kevin. Megan. Orphan. The Lamb.
Oh.
And Eraserhead.
Ah. which I want to say one of those is featured prominently in a lot of lists, and the other ones not as much, but also do get featured.
Yeah.
And hell, that's quite a chunk of films to argue over.
I know the one that you're thinking of though the most is The Orphan.
Yeah.
And why we did not put that on our list and why we think that it's a hard line, not creepy kid horror, is because yes, she's perceived as being a child the entire time, but she is not a child. So technically,
not a creepy kid.
She's not a creepy kid.
Oh, a spoiler alert, by the way. But
everybody
but you had
knows.
To know. Well, yeah, because like the was the sequel's coming. And
well, they've already done a few sequels.
Well, anywho, they're like it's very, very obvious.
Yeah. If you know anything about Natalia Grace, you know that everybody was saying that it's the same story. Stuff like that.
So yeah, like I definitely am in the camp of of that. Not yeah.
Yeah. Hard line. No. Nope.
Yeah.
Megan, she's a creepy kid robot.
Yeah. So, all right. Is AI a creepy kid movie then?
Oh, you know what? It's not.
Yeah, he's not murdering anybody. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not in the horror genre, no. But it sure does make you cry.
God.
And then, of course, there's something wrong with Kevin. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a teenager.
Yeah.
But my God, like, what a creepy scenario and just creepy movie in general.
Yeah.
But I honestly think that it could be on
okay.
the list.
All right. Oh, see, folks, we're not just saying absolutely not. We're also saying, well, we kind of would.
I mean, he's awful.
Yeah.
And he's technically a child in the eyes of the law.
That's right. Under 18, it counts.
And then the last two choices, the lamb and Eraserhead, like, they are symbolism,
yeah,
for like different things that, you know, different disabilities that children have,
sure, yeah.
And the effects that it has on the parents and whatnot,
yeah.
So,
in my opinion, hard no,
because they're being abused.
Well, and also, here's the thing is that's an allegory for a concept that is much grander than it just being a creepy kid, right?
True.
Plus,
the eraser head baby, not creepy to me.
No.
I want to take care of the poor little guy.
Yeah, like, but those things, I personally am not, there would probably be other things that I would throw in before I would say that one.
Mm-hmm.
What about Cooties, zombie kid horror movie?
Oh my God,
like, I didn't even think about that one.
Oh my God, and now we're tacking on more movies to this list.
See, that's the problem.
Oh my God, we didn't even bring up Brightburn either.
Yeah, so
well, we tacked those on for you at the end, yeah. Folks,
for anybody that's been pissed off the entire episode that we haven't even brought up those.
Didn't forget about them. We remembered them at the end.
and yeah, like those, though, I would say there's no argument there. Those get to be in the ranks. But,
oh, yeah. But, I love Cooties.
Yes. But,
wait, so Elijah Wood's in two creepy kid horror films child.
Well, if we're going to count bad evil kids or anyone underneath the age of 18 as a minor into this mix, then you can also throw in The Faculty.
So, oh, that might take my Kevin off the list then, wouldn't it? Because there's a ton of high school kids.
I think that no older than middle school.
Okay, fair enough. I can't remember how old Kevin's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious he's in his puberty years, but
see, that gets hard. That's hard.
I can't remember how old he's supposed to be.
Everybody's a different age when they hit puberty. It doesn't just happen overnight.
Right.
At the exact same time.
Okay, so my argument for Kevin might be out the window now.
This is tricky.
Audience.
Yeah.
You gotta comment.
So yes, please comment on that. Also recommend to us, because I think we're gonna be throwing a lot of movies, I think, mm-hmm. Out into the ether, mm-hmm. To review.
Well, I definitely know, like, with Creepy Kid movies, there's so many like B-grade ones out there that I just could not remember everything I have seen.
Yeah. Well,
so
I mean,
that's why I stayed more with stuff that's a little more popular.
Yeah, exactly. But, well, I mean, like, because I'm sure that if you went on to Tubi,
mm-hmm. You could find 500.
Yeah. And then, or even if you went on to Troma Now,
you could probably find five. films.
Yeah, at least. because Children at Play is on Troma now.
Yep.
And a few others. Technically not a not children, but Kids in Danger, which would be Rabid Grannies.
Rabid Grannies, yeah. That's a fun one.
Yeah. So there's plenty to chew on, folks. So just let us know. You've got an assignment now. let us know if we've left anything off the list that you would argue is a children's a spooky kid movie. Let us know if there's anything on our list that you do not agree with.
And yeah, like, you have a hard line.
Well, absolutely not. And then definitely the five movies that Autumn listed. Let us know your thoughts on those, and I'll try to figure out polls and all that shit on our socials, so maybe we can make that a little bit easier and more accessible.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yep. So let us know. Of course, you know, reach out anywhere you can, and also I've been throwing on to it for our Spotify listeners. I have been starting to activate. They do like little quiz, little feedback things now on there for podcasts. And so if you've been listening to us on there, watch your screen, because there may be a little question from us on there. And I'd like to see a little bit of engagement on there. I honestly, I've never seen any other... All the shows I listen to on Spotify, they don't ever do this.
Yeah, I've never seen that. So it could be fun.
Yeah, I have no idea how it works. So let us know if it works. And also definitely do some audience engagement, because we like to see you're out there, folks. Mm-hmm. That brings us to the end of this episode of Podcast Magoria. Next episode is a very special episode.
Yes.
For many reasons. Of course, obviously, as we often do with our list episodes, that means that we're going to have to review one of the movies that we've talked about on here. But we're also trying out a new concept episode format that had been actually requested by some of our listeners a few episodes ago.
And we asked the opinion of the folks, and we actually got a little bit of feedback saying...
Yes, they
y'all want it.
Y'all want to hear it. And so this is what we're going to do, folks, is we are going to do a review for The Omen, but we are going to be comparing The Omen original, The Omen remake from the early 2000s, and then also... We might sprinkle in a little bit of the newest one. I have my reservations about this because I feel like it's not a true remake.
Yeah, I'm a little scared about it as a big Omen fan.
Because it's like the first Omen, and in the trailer, it's basically all the famous scenes from the original movie.
Yeah.
So
I'm hoping it's going to be a little closer to the book than the original movie was.
Yeah.
Like... I want the zoo scene to be so much more scary.
Okay.
Because it's so scary.
We're going to be diving in. We got our work cut out for us. So tune in next time for that. Until next time, if you find yourself passing by a playground and all the kids suddenly stop what they're doing and slowly turn to look at you, you may need to get the hell out of Dodge. Or, at the very least, remember that you're driving an ice cream truck and these kids are just wanting some ice cream. So as you're handing out the frozen novelties to all the grubby little fingers, remember to count the change accurately. Include a little wooden spoon for their ice cream. And most importantly, you must stay spooky.
Scree, 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 scree.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to Podcast Magoria with Autumn and James, starring Autumn Campbell and James Davis, produced by Taryn Westphal, with music by James Davis. Like what you heard? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for posts related to Podcast Magoria Productions. And as always, stay spooky.
Hee 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 hee!